Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8 and 15. Therefore wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth will be devoured with a fire of my jealousy. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. It's a really different world out there. Maybe you've tried to use that argument to get your parents to get you that new technological device or why you need a car. And yet, our text also demonstrates that it's the same world out there. At the time of Zephaniah, there was a spiritual revival going on in Judah. And yet, the Lord speaks some of the most fervent words of judgment that are recorded in the Bible. In fact, very interestingly, Zephaniah is only 53 verses long, and yet 18 times God warns in that book about the coming judgment that will overwhelm man in doom and gloom, revealing that neither gold nor silver, nor prayers and works will deliver anyone from the wrath of the Lord. Why such judgment when there was a revival going on? Because that very revival was merely following the religious fads of men, scorning the cross of Christ as foolishness, mocking the mercy of God with ungodly living. And so the Lord was calling them to turn to Him before being found without Christ. It would be necessary for them to bear the cross themselves. The Lord desired that those who had turned to Him would not turn back again to the idolatry of this world. And so indeed, we see it is the same world out there. After decades of materialistic idolatry here in America, there are suggestions that there's a spiritual revival in America. And yet it's one that generally follows the religious fads of men, scoffing at the cross of Christ as foolishness, mocking God's mercy with ungodly living. God wants them, He wants you and me, to turn to Him and not turn back to this idolatry of the world and the foolish fads of men. The day of judgment, so clearly proclaimed in Zephaniah, reveals the necessity of the cross. Notice the abrupt transition that we saw in our text. All the earth shall be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. And yet, the Lord has taken away your judgment. You shall see disaster no more. And what produces that transition? The King in the midst of us, who is so mighty to save that wretched sinners like me and you are seen by God in Christ Jesus as perfectly righteous. His cross is the judgment of God on man's sin and the acquittal of our sin in the very same act. It's in this cross and this King being in the midst of us that verse 15 declares to you, the Lord has taken away your judgment. Your enemy is cast out. No disaster shall come upon you anymore, not even in the day of judgment. On that day of judgment, which one of us would be able to claim, I've been clean and pure and holy in thought, word, and deed? Rather, we have to daily confess that we've brought shame on the name of Him who is willing to die for us. But Christ is the King in our midst, so that your judgment is removed. In Christ, we can rejoice. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. Lord, I believe thy precious blood, which at the mercy seat of God forever doth for sinners plead, for me, e'en for my soul, was shed. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 371, stanzas 1 and 4.